Well, it didn't get Amazon HQ2, but the small town of Rockdale, Texas was chosen for what some people say will be the largest Bitcoin mine in the country. Bitcoin mining is a process that uses rows of computer processors to solve complex computations and release the digital currency known as Bitcoin. The Chinese company Bitmain plans to build a data center that is expected to bring hundreds of jobs to Rockdale. And as Paul Flav of Texas Public Radio reports, the town is no stranger to booms and busts.
In 1952, the Saturday Evening Post ran a story called "The Town Where It Rains Money" about Rockdale. Just 2 years prior, the Central Texas town's coal mine had been closed and Rockdale's future uncertain. So how did it go from being on the ropes to awash in cash?
This is aluminum.
The Aluminum Company of America, Alcoa, moved to town. It found the area's plentiful lignite coal could power their aluminum smelting. The Texas State Historical Association estimates 300,000 tons of the cheap, dirty stuff was burned in the company's power plant each year.
Our smelting works are located at Alcoa, Tennessee, Point Comfort, and Rockdale, Texas.
The company invested $100 million. That's more than $950 million today. But after years of depressed aluminum prices, Alcoa pulled out in 2008. They sold the plant, laid off 850 people, and many more left.
It is closing the Sandow 4 and 5 plants just southwest of Rockdale. That's in Milam County. In all, 450 people will lose their jobs.
Last year, the coal power plant that had been limping along closed. Between the smelter and the plant, 1,700 jobs were gone. The largest employers in the county closed. For many, the town, population 5,600, was back on the ropes.
It made a hit on Rockdale. It hit us hard.
You know, you lose people, you lose income, you lose tax base, you lose a lot.
Charles Miles owns Miles Styles in downtown Rockdale, a barbershop surrounded by more than a few empty storefronts with four rent signs hanging. He's lived here all his life and is on the school board for the district his six children attend. Yeah. Miles says the area may be turning a corner, though.
They say history repeats itself.
He's talking about the August announcement that the Chinese-owned cryptocurrency company Bitmain is building a Bitcoin mine. Bitmain will invest $500 million, bring 400 jobs, and move into the old Alcoa smelter. Vincent Sorrells looks on as Miles cuts a customer's hair. He was a crane operator at Alcoa before he got laid off. He went back to school to become a barber, but that isn't working out how he thought.
There's no businesses really here. It still ain't picked up enough of me. So Bitcoin coming here just might bring people. Because, I mean, I can't pay the bills, you know, one cut a day.
Despite the hopes and optimism of what Bitmain could provide, Sorrells, like many here, doesn't know what they do.
No, sir, I don't. I mean, people come in and ask. I'm like, I never heard of it. I looked it up online even. I still couldn't get a grasp of it.
Conceptually, it's very similar to a data center.
Jeffrey Stearns is an executive vice president for Bitmain. He says Bitmain hasn't decided exactly how the location will be used. Bitmain is a massive player in bit mining. Analysts report the company has 85% of the market for the hardware that makes it possible. Whatever they end up building, the one thing they do know is it will need lots of energy.
Energy availability is one of the primary considerations, and also, you know, the cost associated with that energy.
And Stern says they can get that cheap, available electricity in Rockdale. Towns across the country, from East Wenatchee, Washington, to Plattsburgh, New York, have clashed with bit mining operations over driving up energy prices. Plattsburgh recently banned the practice. Rockdale City Manager Chris Whitaker says he doesn't know what impact it will have on energy prices, but he's focused on the positives of the deal, like Bitmain committing to hiring locally as much as it can.
So it's huge. It's a morale thing. It's a job thing. You know, so now we're getting an industry that's state of the art.
It's not make or break for Rockdale, says Whitaker, but it will go a long way towards changing their trajectory. Back at Miles Styles, Edward May is getting his hair cut. For him, it's now about the company delivering on the town's hopes when it opens the facility in 2019.
Can they actually do it? Because it's been said before, and then, you know, things just burst. Things go up in flames and just don't last long. It's pretty much about, can they prove themselves when they do come?
Taking a town where it once rained money and turning it into one where they mine it. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.